much fun is this? KUTX live in Studio 1A. Good evening to our concert club members. Glad to have y'all here. Make yourselves heard. I'm Jody Denberg. Our engineers are Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman, and our guests, the Black Angels.
Yeah.
One of the best Austin bands ever, and I'm not given to overstatement or hyperbole. Tis true. And they have a new album called Death Song, and I think tomorrow night taping Austin City Limits?
That's correct, yes.
So we get the Black Angels before Austin City Limits. That's how high you guys rate. It's a beautiful thing. Live on KUTX, please welcome the Black Angels. We'll be right back.
you very much.
It's the Black Angels. Live on KETX, Currency from the new album Death Song. And the Black Angels will be at Waterloo Records this Thursday at 5. Tomorrow night, taping, I think, for the second time, Austin City Limits. And here with us tonight. So, I've been in kind of a dark mood the last day or two. You know, lost a couple of friends.
Me too.
And I knew the Black Angels were coming here, and they were going to play from a record called Death Song. And yet I knew it was going to be cathartic, and I was going to feel better.
I hope so.
And I did. And so when you're writing music that's kind of a little dark, well, dark, period, is it cathartic for you? Do you feel better after that process?
Absolutely. Yeah, music's therapy for us. You know, that's always been part of our mantra. You know, it's kind of how we deal with what's happening, the crazy world that we live in. It's how we interpret it and get through it. It's absolutely cathartic.
And the songs on the new album were written in the run-up to the presidential election, but I don't feel like they're of a time. Like, I don't go, oh, this is the end of 2016. There's the way that you made them timeless and eliminated. Is it because you eliminate topical references?
That's, you know, we like to think that we do that. You know, I think the Beatles are really good at doing that, you know. They would write in a timeless way. By eliminating names of people, you know,
right.
That and specific events, I think you can do that. It's always a challenge.
Yeah, or years.
Or years, yeah. Just leave the year out. That's a good idea.
Can we just leave the end of 2016 out?
We can just leave all of 2016 out. Straight
yeah.
Up the first 100 days, leave that out.
I'm with you.
Primal Scream did it.
Yeah.
Like, then you're like, it's 2017 now.
We're going to have to get Kyle a microphone at some point. I meant that respectfully, sir.
Yeah.
Busy this week in Austin, as I mentioned, tomorrow night, Austin City Limits, Thursday, Waterloo Records, and here tonight. But you've got a slate of gigs overseas that begin in June. And I'd imagine there's, I don't know if it's a language barrier, but they're not picking up all of the lyrics. So how do you bridge that gulf when you're playing to audiences that perhaps don't know what you're singing about?
Well, you know, I think that music transcends language. I'd like to think that. I like to listen to music from Mongolia or folk music from Vietnam, and I have no idea what they're saying, and it doesn't matter. It makes you feel a certain way, and I think that's what people hopefully latch onto, the feeling and the emotion that music gives you. That's what, you know, that's why we make music.
Have you been working extensively overseas over the years? Because this itinerary you have coming up is pretty extensive.
It seems like we've been there a bunch. I think when we first toured over there, or it was the second time we were touring with the Black Keys, and I remember they were like, oh, yeah, we've been over here like 17 times. And I was like, I can't imagine that. But I think we've been over there about that many times now. So,
bringing it back home, I can't remember how many years it was, maybe 8 or 9 years ago that Psych Fest started, 2008-ish,
mm-hmm.
And now it's morphed into Levitation Fest. Are you still a part of the festival and the curation of it?
We are, yeah. We have a master list of bands that we would like to have play, you know, and that list gets longer and longer. Last year we had Brian Wilson that was slated to play Pet Sounds, and then he... The one that got away. They took that idea and ran with it, which is great. It's a way for us to selfishly have a big party with all our favorite bands, and that's, you know, that's why it started.
Well, you invite the rest of us, so we're fine
yeah,
with it.
Yeah, you guys are all invited.
It's a cool thing. When you're on the road, do promoters or club owners inevitably hook you up with perhaps younger bands that might be categorized as psychedelic, and do you get turned on to new bands when you're touring?
They do, and there's something to not touring with bands that are psychedelic, because you're turning your music on to new people who have never heard you before.
Right.
But the community is pretty large, and we get turned on to bands all the time. That's one of the, other than the food, when you're traveling, which is how we discover a city. Music, you know, checking out the other local bands is definitely a plus. Yes, Placeberry Strangers, who we just wrapped up our tour with.
Well, we're really happy to have you here tonight, and thanks for joining us during South By. And you will be back in Austin for Austin City Limits Music Festival this year.
That's right.
So things to look forward to. something to look forward to right now, another song from the Black Angels live on KUTX. Angels in the daylight, which is a kind of a yin-yang thing going there. See them at Waterloo Records on Thursday. The Black Angels' Death Song is the new album. It's their fifth. It came out last month, and that's interesting. The Black Angels Death song is the Velvet Underground song that the band took their name from, so kind of a nice circle going on there. We had Christian Bland on guitar and keyboards, and he's getting things fixed up for y'all to do another song here. Alex Moss on the vocals, Stephanie Bailey on drums. Thanks, Stephanie, back there. We also had Jake Garcia on guitar and Kyle Hunt on the bass. And good luck with the ACL taping tomorrow.
Thank you.
And we'll see you at Austin City Limits in the fall and at Waterloo on Thursday. And you guys here in the room, you wouldn't mind hearing a couple more songs? I think that would be okay. And we have our multimedia crew here, so we'll post some audio and video from this whole session on KUTX.org. Live on KUTX, the Black Angels.